We take breaks like Riverdale. We take breaks like Riverdale. We take these really long breaks and then like come back. As if nothing ever happened. We're just like, hey guys.
We like to keep people on their toes.
We like to keep them shivering with anticipation.
And I love how you asked me if I was ready, and I said yes, and then I took a drink of water. Immediately.
You're like, let me fill my mouth with liquid before I talk.
But yeah, no, we just like to, you know,
keep
do our own thing. Keep it fresh. Keep it funky.
Loose.
Keep it far away.
Well, we do have, like, actual lives.
Yes. Sometimes.
Yeah. So. We went and did that.
But jobs and animals.
That is true. So, this time. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back to It's 2 a.m. I'm Chad.
I'm Grace, and we never introduce ourselves.
We don't, but at this point, if you're listening, you should know who we are. But, you know, just in case you're new.
I like to think that somebody would just randomly stumble upon an episode.
I like to think that as well.
Yeah, like, who are these bitches? Why are they talking?
Who are these babbling assholes? So, we decided to... We decided to do something super out there, super fun, super not us, and watch some soap operas.
We've been talking about soap operas for a long time, though, because I feel like a few years ago, we were talking about how we wanted to either write a soap or write four soaps. I don't remember, but there was definitely a conversation about writing a soap.
Was there? I remember talking about a Lifetime movie, but...
Yeah.
Which, yeah, we also never did that either, so... We're 0 for 2. Although we have... Wait, actually, it's... We're way far behind. We have a lot of ideas we never follow through on.
Yeah, that's very true. And a lot of them we come up with on this podcast.
That is true. And I also never write them down.
No.
But anyway.
But yeah, we watched some soaps. some regrettably.
Yes, I concur. I definitely wholeheartedly felt like a housewife. Because I sat at home all day today and watched all of the ones that we were supposed to do.
Oh, and, that's amazing.
Yeah, I did them all in one sitting. So... That was the time for me.
I imagine that that's how people who regularly watch them do it, though, right? Like, you just watch one after the other from, like, each day that they air.
Yeah, I guess. All I thought about was halfway through was, did I forget to pick up my kids from soccer practice?
Yeah. And the answer, of course, being yes.
Yes. And I never did.
They're still there.
I hope. Ghost soccer.
They're still on the field.
See, that would have been a fun tidbit to throw into one of these soaps.
What?
Ghost soccer. Like, one of the kids has, like, a ghost friend and plays, like, sports with them, I guess? I don't know. Whatever kids
ghost
do.
Ghost soccer. Okay.
It sounds like a Disney movie in the making. Like a DCOM.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. I was gonna say it sounds like an anime.
That does. It doesn't sound like a good anime, though.
No.
It sounds like a bit, like, a third-tier plot in an anime.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
One of the filler episodes that don't make sense.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I love that episode of Bleach.
So, we watched soaps. We watched four different ones. So, we watched General Hospital.
Yep.
Bold and the Beautiful.
Yep.
Days of Our Lives.
Yep.
And The Young and the Restless.
True story, when I was in high school, I want to say, for some reason, for like a few weeks, I got into Days of Our Lives and regularly watched it and I don't remember why or what possessed me to do this. I think it was just like, it was on at the time that I would get home from school, and I would be like, great.
Honestly, that's fair, because back then we didn't have, we weren't, technology hadn't gotten to the point where we could just, like, demand what we wanted to watch at that moment.
Right, yeah, like, I wasn't aware of any, you know, streaming services or on demand or any of that.
Oh no, this was way back to, this was back when, like, Netflix was still sending out DVDs.
Yep, yeah.
I was literally just talking about that the other day.
God, that's so wild. But yeah, I did, for like a full month, maybe, I watched it.
Amazing.
And from what I can remember, it has not changed.
Did they have gays back then?
They did. Okay, funnily enough, so I know we said we were going to talk about General Hospital first, but the character on Days of Our Lives, Will, who in this episode was had a brain tumor?
Yes, he did. I thought that was the funniest shit.
It was funny. I'm pretty sure that when I was watching it back in high school, he was a character, but it was definitely a different actor. Because if I remember correctly, that woman, Kate, who was his grandmother, I remember her.
Yeah, the older people seem to never leave.
Yeah, so I'm like, I feel like it's the same character, and he definitely was gay, but they definitely recast the actor.
Amazing.
Yeah, so.
It's amazing that such longevity stays on with these shows.
Yes. Well, I guess. I mean, it's a steady paycheck. It's a steady job. You just show up every day, film. You know, it's on 5 days a week, so.
That is very true. You're like, maybe this week I won't be in this episode and I can take a day off, but.
Or maybe I'm in a coma.
One can only hope. You're like, I really want to go on vacation. Luckily, you're in a coma this week.
Do you think that's how soap actors take vacations? Like, hey, I want to take this week off. And the writer's just like, all right, coma for you.
So you're in a coma. Maybe they just go on vacation.
You have a random business trip to Europe.
They go on vacation and then they replace them with another character. And if the ratings go up, they just kill them off while they're on vacation. They're like, yep. Oh no, their car fell off the road.
Oh, bad. Anyway.
So I guess since we're already talking about Days of Our Lives, we can keep talking about it.
Yeah.
So. The very first thing that happened was the funniest thing because they're like, Chloe, you're safe now. We can pursue a relationship. And I wrote down, Chloe is safe now. They caught him. No reason we can't fuck.
That was basically what happened. And then it was a dream.
I know, that was the best part. It was like, dream sequence. And I was just like, oh, we're throwing those out right away.
Yep. So I think I told you this, I started tracking soap tropes, is what I'm calling them.
Okay. I thought you meant you went on a website called Soap Tropes.
Soap Tropes. And Dream Sequence was the first one I wrote for this. And I also wrote, characters looking at each other while music plays.
That is true. They do a lot of dramatic staring.
There was just, I think it was like when that old ass guy and Kate were hanging out and then the other old lady came in and she was just like, Will has a brain tumor. And then they just all stared at each other.
Oh, you mean the super old dude. Yeah, I wrote that down.
Oh
here.
God,
I was just
was
like,
so funny. He was just sitting the whole time.
He was. I was like, I think they're competing for who has the oldest, like, actor, and they win.
Oh,
they're like,
my
we
God.
Have the oldest man.
He must be, like, one of the original people.
Yeah, he's been on there since, like, the 20s.
The 20s. When it was a radio play.
Now that is a story.
Days of Our Lives, the radio play.
Now that is a Netflix documentary I am dying to see.
Oh my god, I would love that.
Why haven't they done one on soap operas yet? I would love to see that.
What? Oh, like, a Netflix doc?
Yeah.
Well, one of them has a podcast. Which one is it? I think it's Young and the Restless has their own podcast.
God, as if that's deserved. Or warranted.
Oh, God. Okay. So, yeah, overall, what did you think of Days of Our Lives? Because this is one of the most classic soap operas ever.
So, the intro really killed me. It took me out. It really did.
So good. I think it's like, the original intro.
As sense. As time passes through this hourglass, they pass through the hourglass of time. So are the days of our lives. So I was like, what the fuck are you talking?
I'm pretty sure that's like the original intro. Like, they have not changed that.
Maybe they updated the graphics just like a little bit, but sans that.
It does not feel like they updated anything.
It's yeah, timeless. It really got me. I also loved when the old man's wife came in when she was like talking to him on the couch, trying to get him to give her a job. Mm-hmm. And she comes in, she goes, "Am I interrupting?" And then they just stare at each other. But my favorite part is almost like that wig is so big and terrible.
I felt like everyone was wearing a wig.
Probably, but hers was very noticeable, but also just huge. Yeah, I feel like that's the thing with, like, older women. They really just, like, love volume or something.
She, like, walked off the set of Designing Women. And
just, in like, in 1984.
There. Yeah, and just, like, went there.
She went through a time pocket in Sabrina, the original Teenage Witch series. Oh, yeah. Also, there was that one girl with the bangs. Where there was the dude, there was shirtless doctor brother who was all like...
Shirtless doctor
brother. I was just like, why is he so ripped? So I'm like, what is the purpose?
He was so ripped. That, I think that that plot between the three of them was the funniest to me. Because first, shirtless doctor brother thinks that... whatever guy was talking about him and his new fiance over the phone, but he was talking about somebody else that he was trying to destroy their marriage or relationship or whatever.
But now he's trying to, well, go ahead. Just go.
Yeah,
ahead.
And then brother is trying to fuck new fiance.
You mean bangs? That's what I call bangs. Her. Because mm-hmm. She literally just turns around and is just like, bangs? And I'm like, what is that? What are those? They're so big.
Literally the Kroll sketch. I got bangs.
Really? They're so thick. That's the thing, is I'm just like, girl, you really committed to those bangs.
And she was really pretty, too, which is what was upsetting. I'm like, if we could just see your face, like, you're actually really pretty. I feel like those bangs are just, like, fucking it all up.
Do you think it was a wig?
Yes, probably. I think it was clip-on bangs. Her hair was real, and she had clip-in bangs.
Oh, I would love that.
I could see that.
I want to get clip-on bangs.
You should.
It will not match my hair at all, and it will look so weird.
You should get those exact clip-on bangs.
A hair color that doesn't even match.
My favorite part about that plot is that he like offers his services or whatever, and she's like, oh yeah, you used to be a priest, and he's like, yes, but I'm also a professional photographer.
Yeah. And she's just like, oh yeah, I totally forgot. And I'm just like,
and I was like, what is your life that you used to be a priest but also you're a professional photographer?
He was a traveling priest photographer.
And what then they profession. Were like looking at the they were looking at the albums, and she was like, "Oh, these beautiful African children." Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, let's just. Hey, do you want to come over and look at the pictures of African children I've taken pictures of? Yeah, I totally love that.
And then they like want to fuck each other. I'm like, what?
I know. I mean, I can understand why she would want to, because I'm like, he is like attractive in like a lasting sense, not like Dr. Brother, who's like, I don't even know, man. He's just like a walking like ab.
Oh, I thought they were both like, they looked like thumbs. Like, I was just like, not.
Yeah, not but one's it. More attractive than the other, so I can understand. I can understand her being like, oh, the brother. Oh, okay. I didn't know he was around. I can understand her doing that, because I'm just like, when, you know, like, honestly, how does a doctor have that much time to work on their abs? Like, working on your abs and maintaining them seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, no.
So I'm like, how do you have time to do that and be a doctor? Aren't you, like, barely sleeping?
He just, like, does push-ups in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's just like, sir,
we need you to stop that, Dr. Abs, whatever your name is.
That's his name, Dr. Abs.
Dr. Abs. I think his name was Rex. Which is just so funny.
Also, it was really... The gays were really boring on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. They were... So there was that one... There was one line that was like, oh, after all they went through to be together or something like that. And I was like, I feel like... We missed all the drama with the gays, and we're coming into a plot line with the gays that, like, they've already gone through all their stuff, because, like, he had a baby, he had a child with that girl.
Yeah, I was just like, why does this girl have a child with this gay man?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
And then they're like, we're the best two daddies. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
That was hilarious. Like, the best two dads. And she was, like, calling them, like, Daddy Will and Daddy Other Guy, whatever.
Daddy Man in Suit.
He was wearing a suit for no reason.
For like, the entire like episode.
Saturday.
Well, I like to wear my suit on Saturdays.
Casual suit Saturday, that's what I call it. Yeah, I feel like now, like, I feel like there was drama with the gays, but we're kind of in the, like,
boring, yeah. Boring medical part of it.
And they're just like, brain tumor.
We've been through so much to be together, and I might lose you. Fart, whatever.
My favorite was the end.
He had the seizure. That was so funny.
Because he just comes in, he's like, all right, you guys all set. They look over, he's just like, oh.
I mean, it's not supposed to be funny, but it was the most hilarious comical thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was so funny. I wish we could post a clip of just that. Because, like, 20 seconds earlier, they're just having a normal-ass conversation.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, I can't, he's like, I can't wait to, like, go home. I feel great, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let's just go get this biopsy. He's like, hey, you ready to go?
That was essentially exactly what happened. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything. Oops. I'm trying to think of anything else that was I was not interested in the plot of them trying to, like, break up the relationship or whatever.
Oh, the secretary being, like, basically being a hooker?
Yeah.
She's just like...
Yeah, I wrote down the line, I just think we could use some hot, no-string sex. It's like... Who says that out loud?
No one. She was trying to be all like, I'm just suggesting that we do this one thing. It was very robotic. And then also, the guy was staring at her just like, what is wrong with you?
I just, I think my thing was, like, I know that, like, with all these shows, there's, like, hundreds of episodes worth of backstory that we're obviously not getting. But I was like, why are they trying to break these two up? They seem fine. Like, he was just trying to spend the day with her kid.
Oh, sidebar. I wrote down that... I wrote down, he was just like, oh, I'll buy your daughter a kite and I'll show her how to fly a kite. And she's just like, oh, you're going to spoil her. And I'm like, buying a kid a kite is spoiling them? I'm like, since when?
In, like, the 18th century. That was spoiling.
I wish I had a kite like Edison.
You mean Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, my bet. I'm sure Edison had a kite, too. They probably all did. Everyone had kites.
They probably all had kites. And then the end, when she was, like, trying to put the kite together, and she couldn't, and she was like, I'm sorry, we can't do anything today, because I can't put the kite together.
It's hard being a single mom.
I was like, girl, just take her shopping. Like a normal fucking child.
Also, that child was like 3. She didn't give a fuck as to what was going on.
Child did not give a fuck. Oh, that was great. Yeah, I loved Kate. Kate was a bad bitch, you could tell. I feel like she was boring in this episode, but I could feel it.
Is she the grandmother? Like,
yeah, the one who was just like, give me a job, here's your breakdown. I have blue in my hair. I was like, okay.
Hilarious, love it. So, Days of Our Lives on my list, since we watched 4, I ranked them out of 4.
Yeah.
As one does. So, yes. Days of Our Lives was definitely ranked number 3 on my list. Because I was bored. Other than, like, the gay seizure at the end, that was really boring.
The gay seizure. Yeah, I can agree. This was not... Yeah.
It Snooze. Was not 2 a.m. approved. We're not getting up at 2 a.m. to watch it. We're sleeping. We're sleeping through it. But anyway, let's talk about General Hospital, since it was the first one I wanted to talk about.
Yes, sorry. Yes, this was the first one that I watched, and by far the most interesting of the 4.
Yes, I agree. This show was, like, it was just, like, numerous very short scenes back to back to back to back, and it was just, like, boom, 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 boom. It was just constant. Something was happening in every scene. I'm just like, wow, is it just, like, I caught a good episode, or are they all like this? And after watching 2 episodes, I can tell you that they're all like that.
Chad's like, after watching 37 seasons. In 2 days. Yeah, no, that's actually a good point. I didn't realize that the scenes in it were a lot shorter. I think, in general, the plots that were going on were just more interesting.
Yeah, weirdly enough.
It started off even very strong, where they were just like, where's Christina? That was the first thing I wrote, is where's Christina?
I know. I wrote that down. I was like, where's Xtina? And they're like, she was on drugs. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like Xtina, all right.
I also wrote down, there's a child. Because a child is a fully formed character of this show.
Oh, you mean that the nephew? The nephew of that guy, I think his name's like Valentine or something.
Yes, that child who just showed up in that lady's office and was like, yo, I got some tea for you.
I know, he just turns around and goes, hello, Nina, like a fucking Bond villain. And then she's just like, oh, as if she's like super shook that he's there.
I would watch a whole show about that child.
And his drama.
Yeah, also, question, was that the brother that they were talking about where the kid got into a fight at school and then he was like, oh, somebody said my brother's a fag, but he's not a fag, right, parents?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
No? Okay. I thought
the weird thing is you would think it would be because, like, all of the characters are, like, intermingled.
Yeah, that was also something that I think made it enjoyable, was that everybody was pretty clearly connected.
Yeah.
Like, you could see, like, even just watching this one episode with no context of anything, like, I figured out most of the relationships between people.
Yeah, I did too.
And I felt like it reminded me of, you know, those like shitty movies that are like Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve, where like all the characters are like slightly connected somehow.
Yeah.
A neighbor, brother, like that's what it reminded me of. I was like, oh, it's just like a whole show of that.
Basically. That's what soap operas are, essentially.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. The soap tropes that I wrote down for this one were, someone is pregnant.
Yeah.
Because somebody always has to be pregnant. Doesn't matter. Pregnant. Somebody overhears a conversation about themselves, which was Valentine in the, when the kid was spilling the tea on him.
True.
It's just like, oh, he like came out the elevator and like hovered for a full 20 minutes.
Okay, I also want to know why he was blackmailing that child.
So, I kind of tuned that plot out, but it was something about the grandmother.
It was which something... I didn't understand. I didn't understand that at all.
I didn't either, because he was Valentine, which is just the best name. Also, was having this plot with this lawyer lady who was like, oh, I want custody of my kid because my ex-wife flew off to Europe or whatever. And I was like, did you kill your ex-wife? Like, what's happening here?
Exactly. That's exactly how you feel at some point. You're just like, I feel like you probably killed her.
Yeah. Side note, I'm really upset that none of these shows involved murder at any point.
That's true. But it did involve cults. That was my favorite part.
Yes. I wrote down, I love AHS cult.
That's exactly what was going on.
Sponsored by Ryan Murphy, General Hospital. I also wrote down, Shiloh is a rapist, but he's hot.
That's exactly what it was. It's like, hi, I'm a criminal, but I'm hot and charismatic, so people let me get away with it. Like, the Gaijin, he was just all like, I oh love everything he's written. He was
a wet for Shiloh, like.
he was so much so. Well, the wildest part about it was, he was like, oh, I started going there and reading his book because I needed help with parenting. I'm just like, what? Parenting isn't that complicated. He's just like, I'm not, like, stressed out. My eye's not twitching all the time. And I'm just like, maybe you shouldn't have had children then. Because I'm like, I feel like parenting isn't that stressful. Especially when you're, like, a two-parent household, which they were. I'm like, question mark?
I don't even think it was his kid. I think it was the boyfriend's kid.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
In that case, that's even dumber. Because I'm like, come on.
I think he was just wet for Shiloh.
He's just dramatic. He wants to move on.
Yeah, what did you think of the gays in this one?
Okay, so I recognized the boyfriend from somewhere, but I can't put my finger on where. Like, he was a love interest in something.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, whatever. So
he was funny because he was just like, I feel like the Gaijin was just like, everything that was happening with him was, like, slightly dramatic, and then the boyfriend would just come in and be like, oh, hey, guys, woo-doo-doo.
Yeah, he was, like, super chill. He just, like, goes and hangs out with the other chick. He's just like, hey, what's up? And then she's just like, my son got into a fight because his brother got called a fag, and he's just like, he literally just sat there and went like,
Basically.
She's like, I don't know what to do, and he literally just smiled and nodded.
Literally so relatable.
Right. I don't know what to do.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, the I thought they I was like, oh, points for being Asian, first of all.
Points for being Asian and a homo.
Yeah, it's good representation. But points off for being a fucking dumbass.
Truly. He literally just didn't test. He didn't test that thing. It's like, oh, what's it for? It's like, oh, that. No, what was wild is Shiloh just said, what are you test? Why are you testing that? He's just like, oh, someone asked me to test this. It's like, oh, that's mine. I'm like, someone just openly admits something that needs to be tested is theirs. I'm just like, why do people get things tested? Criminal activity? That didn't seem like a red flag. He was just so stupid.
I know that, and the prop they had for that cup was hilarious also, because it looks like they stole it from like Game of Thrones. It was like a goblet with like an inscription on it. It
It was a Game of Thrones replica.
was like the cult cup.
It comes in your cult starter kit.
Yeah, that was also completely circumstantial that he saw him holding the cup.
Yeah.
That he just showed up and was like, oh, that's mine. Dun dun dun. Oh, there was only tea in that.
There was
I'm
only
like,
tea and
no.
herbs, and I'm like, okay.
There was also the other Asian character who was the cult girl who was
Yeah.
helping Christina's sister search her room.
She was funny.
She was also a dumbass. I was like, what's
Yeah,
happening
she
here?
truly was.
She was just like, when you get to level 3, then you can ascend. And,
I know. For a second, it made me feel like I was watching Riverdale.
I'm like, this guy is raping you. Okay, that's fine.
All I'm noticing is that cults are really in this year.
Cults are, I feel like cults have been in.
Trend alert.
Everyone join a cult this summer.
If you're not in a cult, then what are you doing? If you're not wearing jumpsuits and cutting your hair with a bowl,
Toxic. Oh, God.
are you?
You're not pledging your life to some charismatic white guy. What are you even doing?
Is your life truly worth it? Join the cult of It's 2 a.m. TV is always on.
TV is a cult.
Exactly.
It's great.
We're just its popular televangelists. Or radio evangelists, I guess. Podvangelists?
I don't know.
Pangelists?
The other thing that I wrote down was that mom and teenager are the same age because they were the same age.
Who, the one who got into a fight?
Yes, he was the same age as his mom, and then his dad was like 67 years old.
That was a stepdad.
What
Remember,
the
he
fuck?
went to go see the. Oh, well, I don't know if you saw that in the episode after. I think that might have been the episode after.
No, I didn't see
He
that.
goes to what's he goes to the lady's office, and he's like, we need to talk about our stepchildren.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, also the intro for this was funny because they just were flipping through like the headshots of all the actors. But after watching a second episode, I noticed that they're not always the same. It's only the actors who are going to be on that episode that day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, but it was
I mean,
also very overwhelming because it was a lot. It was like a super
yeah.
fast flip book.
Yeah, I mean it's a big cast, so that makes sense.
I know. Maybe that's why I was never bored. There was always something, someone in doing something.
I wrote down that the end credits were amazing, although now I can't remember what they were and
Oh, I
why I
don't
thought
remember either. Because I watched them on Hulu, and you know Hulu doesn't really let you watch credits.
they were. That's so true.
It's always
I think
like.
it was the song. I think it was the song that I enjoyed.
All of the songs really just sent me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The music. I think Days of Our Lives was my favorite
Oh, true. Me as
of the
well.
Yeah, of the musical cues, because everything was just like da 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 da. I'm like, they're just sitting on a couch.
No, wait. Bold and the Beautiful was. I want to talk about that when we get there, but that had a funny intro as well.
Oh my god, yeah. What else about General Hospital? I felt like the Willow, I thought Willow was Christina.
I did too, but then it's just like, no, she is a dark past.
Because she just, like, they were like, where's Christina? And then she kind of, like, entered the bar in the background. Also, that scene was very funny because the two gays are talking and she just kind of enters and is like, no, like, staring at them. And I was like,
she was staring at them the whole time. And then what was funny was when the boyfriend was talking to her, the gaysian was just, like, making that weird, like, oh, God, I know her face. Yep. Like, do that you?
Oh, man. And that flashback, too, of her and Shiloh. She's just, like, in the classroom.
Bruh, all of those flashbacks that were in these soaps came out of nowhere.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's also a pretty good soap trope. Flashbacks.
Yeah, they just, like, I need a vehicle for information. Flashback.
I don't feel like writing this as exposition. Flashback. But yeah, I thought she was Christina, but she was not.
Yeah. So in the episode, this was in the second episode because, again, since it was on Hulu, it just rolled right into the next episode, so I watched it. Mm-hmm. But, so I found out that apparently she got pregnant with Shiloh's baby. And that's where she met Homeboy, who she was talking to, who...
Yeah, no, that was...
Christina's
brother. That was, the... shocking revelation at the end that she was pregnant with Shiloh's baby, Willow.
Yeah, but yeah. The two of them met in a baby, like, I guess like a dead baby support group where you, like, grieve your dead child. But she's like, I was grieving, but not because my child was dead, because I gave him up for adoption. Dun, dun, dun. But what's crazy is that baby, apparently that baby was Shiloh's. Because he's the only man she's ever been with. Because she's been in that cult. That, I was
like, froze.
I know, she's been in that cult since she was a kid, apparently, because her mom was also in it.
Oh, gross.
I know.
I have to admit, I hate cult plots, but it was definitely the most interesting by far. And Shiloh was like a very believable cult leader.
True, because he was just walking around saying stuff and then people were like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, poor Willow. I felt for her. I really did.
Willow with the dark past.
I was like, your eyeliner is bad, but you've had a troubled life, so.
I've lived a troubled life. So
I will forgive you.
General Hospital...
Also, her hair was so flat. I'm sorry.
It really was.
It was bad. I was like, girl.
General Hospital was definitely my number one.
I didn't really rank them just because I was like, I don't know. But it was, like I said, I was definitely, I think it was the most interesting. And probably the, like, most well written, if you could, you know, none of them were well written. But
true.
General Hospital is probably the most well-written, just because, like I said, like, I, out of any of them, I, like, understood where all the characters were coming from, and what their relationships were to each other, and...
Yeah. And I think the acting was pretty good, except for, like, when that one chick was talking to the child.
Yeah, she was bad. That child, I think, was the best actor.
He was just like, he's a villain! And I'm like, I don't know if I believe this kid or if he's really just trying to tell me. This actor's, like, blackmailing him for real.
He just showed up on set one day, which is like, he's a villain! And they were like, good, good, roll with that.
Yeah, kid, you're right. Yeah, so moving on to The Young and the Restless.
I think this was my favorite opening sequence.
I do like the typography that they use.
Yeah.
Typeface. There we go.
Oh, like the logo that's like the Y and the R.
Yeah.
In brush stroke.
I know. It looks so sexy.
I just, I really enjoyed the very like Real Housewives-esque.
Oh my god, I wrote that down too. Actually, I wrote down the intro reminds me of Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. It was very reality show. It was like the actors just like turning around in a ball gown.
Actually, I'm gonna re-edit that title the intro with the Love and Hip Hop intro.
Oh my god, please. This was also the only previously on, which I appreciated. Didn't make anything any clearer.
I know, right?
but they did have it, and I was like, oh, thanks.
Previously on, and I'm like, what? I think I would have been less confused if they would have had, like, aliens.
Previously on. And then there's just aliens.
It's like an alien attack. And then the episode is just, like, the same that we watched. So nothing makes sense.
The aliens are full-fledged characters with plot lines.
Now that is a soap I would watch.
This was also the only one with black characters. Although their mom was in jail, and I was like, is that bad?
Wait, was that the one with the children?
Yeah, they had the white dad, and they were obviously mixed, and...
Okay, but were they even real? Because, like, the one chick was writing a story, and it seemed like very Murder, She Wrote, where I'm like, are they real, or is she just writing about them?
What, the children?
No, there was this white lady, like an older woman, and she was writing a story, and she was just like, oh, this Australian man, he was very American, da 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 da, and I'm just like, is she writing about him? And I'm like, if she is it like Stranger Than Fiction?
No, I think that was just her character thing, that she was like writing, she's a writer, and she was just writing based off of that character. Oh. Also, I thought she was writing about the brother who hallucinated his mom.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. That was another dream sequence.
Yeah, no, I wrote Soap Tropes Ghost? Hallucination?
No, actor just passes out in office. Because it's literally what it was. It's like, oh, I'm going to go to my office, and then all of a sudden it was a dream sequence, and I'm just like, so you walked in your office, sat down, and immediately passed out.
Yes, yeah. Essentially, and then hallucinated that Reese Witherspoon was your mom, and then had a tearful little moment with her there.
I think you mean Reese Witherspoon's Vegas lookalike.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it was Reese Witherspoon's drag.
It was Reese without her spoon.
Personator. Oh, God.
It was Derek Barry.
There were also lesbians in this one.
Yes, I wrote that down.
They were hilarious. And
I know, she's just like, I want you to hear my song. I'm just like, what is going on here? I'm like, I'm getting a lot of tension, but I'm like, I also got the sense that you aren't fucking.
Yeah, I couldn't tell for a minute. I wrote lesbians ! And then later I wrote lesbians ! Because they did kiss.
Wait, did they kiss?
Yeah, they made out.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, it was like after...
Was it after the brick was thrown in the window?
No, it was before that. It was like right before that. Because they were like sharing a little meal, and then the redheaded lesbian was like, oh, I love that one part of your song that was like, and like sings it back to her. And then they kissed.
That was funny.
They were very funny. I was like, what is their scenes were so charged for like no reason. Like, the redheaded lesbian, who apparently owns that bar, was like, oh, can't we just listen to this at home? And then the other lesbian was like, It's like, so mad.
Yeah, she was just like, no, you have to listen to it here.
She literally said, there's better acoustics. And I was like, girl, that's a restaurant.
Yeah, the acoustics in your restaurant are so good.
I was like, no, they're not better acoustics, but okay. Yeah, they were funny. Oh yeah, the Black Daughter was very funny. The scene where the dad was like, yeah, I'm gonna get your mom back, and she was like, mom doesn't love you anymore.
Oh, honestly, I wrote that down. I said the most real. I said finally some realistic children of divorce.
Yeah.
Because they were both just like, dude, let it her go.
I know, that was so funny. Because, like, I feel like normally with, like, divorce plot lines, the kids are always like, no, stay together, oh, man. And, like, these two were just like, dad, you're a fucking idiot.
They were literally just, she don't want you no more.
They were great. The other soap tropes that I wrote for this one were mother-daughter conflict and, oh, threatening note, the brick thrown through the window.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know what that said. It just said something.
It was like, yeah, I don't remember. But
get out, lesbians.
Get out, you dykes. I thought it was going to be something homophobic. And then
right?
Yeah, and then it was just something about her restaurant, I think.
Yeah, it was something stupid, like, get your restaurant out of here. We don't want your dumb business or something. And I'm like, really?
We don't want your dumb, dykey business. Yeah, and then the other one was proposal interrupted.
Oh, that was also a really dumb storyline. All of that. I'm like, they never left that room.
I was not paying attention. Oh, that is... Well, that's... I was thinking about this as I was watching my second episode of Bold and the Beautiful. I was like, the actors will just be in the same set for, like, episodes. Like, multiple episodes, and they'll just be in the same exact set. Because their plot lines will just stretch for, like, episodes and episodes. Like, the same
conversation.
Like, yeah.
Like, we're still having the same conversation. It's like, y'all still haven't left that room? Damn.
Basically. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say about Young and the Restless. It was fine.
I definitely ranked it as number 4 on my list. So let's move on to Bold and the Beautiful, which had a weird intro because it seemed very sitcom-y.
It did. Bold and the Beautiful, I think, was definitely my least favorite.
Yes. It was also ranked as number 4. There is no number 2. We skip number 2 straight to 3 and 4.
I think if I had to rank them, I would say General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, and then Bold and the Beautiful. Interestingly enough, Bold and the Beautiful is also the newest one.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, there's less of it. It started, I don't know when it started, but it's on season 32, and The other ones are all on season, like, 57, so it is a newer one compared to most of these.
Are they the only soap operas that are still on? Wasn't there one called Passions or something?
Passions?
I feel like there used to be one called Passions.
There's definitely more than the ones that we watched, but I don't know. I think these are the most, like, prominent ones.
Nah. Well, Bold and the Beautiful had that weird intro. The song was kind of funny.
Yeah, the intro and the outro were, like, both pretty funny. Because the outro is just, like, almost like a 70s cop show. Like, there's, like, an overhead shot of, like, the town. And it's just, like, I was like, what is happening?
And then it just segues right into Chips. And then suddenly you're watching reruns and you're just like, what happened? I took the least amount of notes on this one because, like, this one was super boring. The most interesting things were I literally wrote down Denise Richards, Cheyenne from 30 Rock.
Oh, no, her name is Ceri.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Ceri, my bad.
Cheyenne. Oh, yeah, Ceri. I know, I was very excited to see Ceri. And then that dark-haired actress, what's she from? She's, like, from something?
She's definitely from something, but I don't know what. Like, she looks super familiar.
Is she from 90210? Like, the original?
Possibly. I mean, or it's maybe, not Shannon like, Doherty. One of those shows. It's not Shannon Doherty, if that's what you're thinking.
No, I know it's not Shannon Doherty.
Okay.
I know what Shannon Doherty looks like. She's in those education.com commercials.
Educate yourself.
Yeah, no, she's from something else. Anyway, wait, you watched the one from today, right?
Yes.
Because I have two sets of notes on this garbage pail because I watched two of these. I right away when the guy was like, "I miss touching you," I was like, "No, that's nope, no, thank you, don't like that." And then later, it was revealed that they were married, and I was like, "That's disgusting." And I also watched a whole episode before that, not realizing that these two characters were married until someone said it in this episode.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I just thought he was, like, her ex-boyfriend trying to get back with her. I also didn't realize. I think he was the father of her baby. I don't know. I really was. This plotline was hard to follow. And I'm telling you, the episode before it that I watched was even harder to follow because Ceri is, like, explaining to Denise Richards, like, the whole thing about switching the other girl's baby or whatever. And she's like, no, her baby's alive. And, like, we switched it and blah, blah, blah. And then she names, like, 3,000 other characters. Like, literally, like, at one point she was just like, you know, so-and-so's cousin's grandmother, Steffi, she has the baby. I'm like, what? How are we supposed to follow?
And yet, someone who watches it every day is just like, oh my god.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like crying at the photo they had of the ultrasound. It was just like this little crinkled photo of an ultrasound. I was like, get out of here.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was
great. I was, like, half watching this one. Again, like, I got really bored. Once they started with, like, you know, shirtless dude talking to his dad or whatever, and then that conversation literally went nowhere. So
he was like, I like Hope. And the dad is like, she's married to Liam. And then the guy was like, I know.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. It's just like, he really needs to be grieving the loss. This child needs to be grieving the loss of his father or some bullshit like that. And I was just like, I have no idea what's going on. And I immediately checked out.
The funniest part of that conversation was A, he was wearing a swimsuit. And B, the part that he was talking about, like, I wasn't in love with her. We were just co-parenting. She lied to me. And I was like, fuck, like, this is just backstory we don't need to know for this episode.
Essentially. I don't know. Again, this is why Bold and the Beautiful was at the bottom of my list. The most intriguing thing was whatever Ceri was doing. It's like, she found out that she's actually related to these people, and they're all like, we have another relative? And they seemed, like, weirdly jazzed about it.
That was the whole episode before it, too. Everybody was fucking obsessed with the fact that she and Hope were cousins. Like, it was the whole, that's what the whole show has been about. They're like, we're cousins! And everyone's like, ah! That was it. That was the whole thing.
And I'm like, what is this fucking family?
But,
like, do they own a newspaper or something?
I want to say it was a fashion. No, I don't know. I don't know. Who cares?
I would guess a fashion magazine from the intro? Because that's the only thing that would make sense.
And it does take place in LA. So that would make sense.
Does it? I have no idea where the fuck they are.
She said it at one point.
Here in LA.
I just really enjoyed the fact that Ceri and Denise Richards' argument was like, Ceri was like, I want to do the right thing and tell her. And Denise Richards was like, you're going to fuck up your whole life if you do this.
Basically. She's just like, hey, you're about to get... She's like, you just literally got signed a check for, with, a, like, literally a blank check. And yep. You're literally gonna just throw it away to do the right thing. You're a dumb bitch. Just, like, basically, keep your mouth shut.
Basically. Luckily, this was the shortest one.
yeah. I noticed that, like, a lot of these episodes for Bold and Beautiful are, like, a half hour.
The one I watched was 19 minutes long, and I was like, oh my god, like, this is a web series, like,
what's going basically, on? I told you, it's because they cut out all the commercials, that's why it's only 19 minutes. For me, when I was watching it on demand, it's with the commercials, so it's 30 minutes, so I had to suffer.
Oh no, I watched it with commercials also, but the episode itself was only 19 minutes.
Wild. Again, I think that's why I like General Hospital so much. They cut out all the commercials on Hulu.
The soap trope I wrote for this one was the crossfade editing at the end.
True.
Super dramatic crossfades. Of the cousins.
Everyone loves a good crossfade.
Everyone loves a good cousin plot line. And a switched baby.
I mean, look at Riverdale season one.
True? Who was... What?
Yeah, remember Polly and Jason were cousins?
Right. Incest, yep.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. Incest, yes.
Forgot about the incest. So what's your ranking of the gays?
I guess I would have to go... I don't know. I like the lesbians because they were really pretty.
I enjoyed the lesbians the most, yeah.
I feel like I enjoyed them the most. The Gaysians are... the Gaysian is second with his less problematic boyfriend just because that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other gays were the least interesting. Yeah, and Young and the Restless, I don't even... No, not Young and the Restless. Bold and the Beautiful, I don't even think they had gays.
I for some reason thought it was really funny because I didn't expect gays in any of these, but for some reason I was like, oh, there's definitely one that has gays, and I thought it was Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was the newest one, but I was like swearing that there was gays in that, and I got gays in every single other one.
So
that was a fun little unexpected surprise.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what a twist.
I feel like we need an all-gay soap opera. I feel like just, like...
True. All... I feel like they keep... they've tried it before, and they keep trying it, but it doesn't work.
I think it's because the market for soap operas is a certain thing, and then the market for gay shows is a certain thing, and, like, you know.
The overlap. I gotcha. Yeah.
There's no overlap.
But we'll have to figure out a happy medium.
I just want to know, like, who is regularly watching soaps? Is it Housewives? I'm like,
One has to guess. Like, I feel like enough gays are watching it. Maybe gays who... Nannies, maybe?
The nanny market.
Yeah. We're like, who's the demographic here?
I want to know.
I mean, that's just my guess. It has to be nannies.
Yeah, maybe. Babysitters. People who are high off their asses.
Well, I have to say that would probably make it a lot more bearable. And if you're watching General Hospital, it's just a fun time.
Yeah. No, I can definitely agree. General Hospital, out of any of these, probably the one I would recommend, and probably the one that I would want to like follow up with and see what happens to these characters.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to watch the episode that came on today, tomorrow. As soon as they put it on Hulu, bitch.
Oh, I know you are.
I'm about to add it to my list of things. It's about to be my constant.
Oh, boy. I just want to know about that child. I want to know what's up with him.
What's up with the child? With the child who's being blackmailed?
Yeah, and is he the gay brother? I just want to know.
I just want to know what the fuck he did. Also, they said, like, in the second episode I watched, they were like, oh, Charlotte said some really hurtful things to Aiden, the, you know, the gay kid, and made him cry. And I'm just like, what did she say? And I kind of want to go back and find out what she said. Because I'm like, they're supposed to be in, like, third grade. And I'm like, what did she do to rip this third grader a new asshole?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the one issue with just, like, starting new shows, just, like, watching them, is that there's a lot that you haven't seen.
Yeah.
There's literally, like, 50 years worth of shit that you have to, like, know.
And as Ariana Grande once said, you will never know.
Oh, man. Well, I think that's all I have to say about...
Yeah, it was a fun time.
I enjoyed myself. I mean, they were like, most of them were like, meh. But I did enjoy myself. It was a good time. And I feel like also, soap operas get very like, you know, like parodied and dramatized in like a lot of other things. So to like actually watch them.
And see that they're exactly how people parodied them.
Yeah. Except for that there was no murder.
Yeah, that was the saddest part. There was no murder on any one of them.
Nobody came back to life or had an evil twin. But
maybe we, like, just missed those storylines. I mean, that one girl was running from some mob people, apparently.
Yeah. I feel like the soaps... I feel like what's happening is that, like, the current soaps are like trying to distance themselves from those very like cartoony like stereotypical soap things, so they're like not doing that, so that's why we're getting like cults and like brain tumor. Actually, that's a pretty big soap trope. I didn't even write that one down, but that's a pretty big soap trope, is a brain tumor.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So I feel like... But I'm like, you know what? Who cares? Bring it back. Bring back the murder and the evil twins.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I literally came for, and I got none of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All we got was hot Shiloh.
And I don't even know what to do with it.
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel like I'm also interested in the lesbians.
Yeah.
I would want to see what happens with them.
Well, we'll see. We shall see.
Stay tuned for part two of this, where Chad watches all of General Hospital and then...
relays it to you. So what are we doing next?
Man, next week, yeah, we've got... so much on the back burner.
Wow. I think we should finally get around to doing Digimon.
I told you that if we do that, I'm gonna have to, like, rewatch it, and I don't have time for that in my life right now.
I mean, that's fair. I am, I'm on it, you know, our Descendants episode is on the horizon. They are coming out with Descendants 3. I've seen the like promo for it, like the promo pictures.
Oh, that's really exciting.
It looks horrible. I can't wait.
I'm really excited for that.
Didn't I send you the picture?
I don't think you did.
I swear to God I did. Like, there was that picture. I like zoomed in on the picture of the guy who's supposed to be playing like Hades' son or something.
Yes, yes, you did.
Ugh, it looks so deliciously terrible. I can't wait.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah, no, we have a lot that we're planning to do. We have You're the Worst, because that ended.
Yeah.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend ended. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, we talked about doing Will and Grace, finally, like, the whole thing.
Oh, are we? That's such a journey. We really should. We'll have to be concise on that one, because it's... it's not the bang, bang, boom, pop through.
Yeah, no, eventually.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. You'll see what happens. You guys will just tune in. Tune in next time.
We'll definitely be talking about something.
As always.
Possibly one of those topics.
Or doing something completely different, because, you know, it's 2019. We're trying to be diverse. We're coming out of the box. We're coming out of our cage, and we're doing just fine, I think.
We're doing just terrible things.
As always, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.